Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, we got Kalena. Okay. Let's jump in. Talk to Kalena Azubuike. You can hear him on Warrior Telecast on NBC Sports Bay Area, along with Bob Fitzgerald. The next time you can hear him is tonight, 7 o'clock, Phoenix in town against the Golden State Warriors. Kalena, thanks so much for joining us, especially on the spur of the moment. Let me just do this. Can we play the highlight for Kalena? And I'm just going to ask you what you were thinking at the time and what you remember about this following moment, Kalena.
Monte Ellis is at the scorer's table. Barron likely done.
By the way, Blues are shot 56% this year.
Oh, Barron shouts it down on Kirilenko's head. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me with the right-hand spike? Do you believe now?
What do you remember about that, buddy?
I was in awe. I was in shock. I jumped up just like everybody else on the bench, and I just remember Barron was maybe a little irritated that he had to come back in the game. I believe we were up, and we had a pretty nice lead, and the Jazz started kind of making a little push, and Coach Don Nelson looks down the bench and signals to Barron to get back in there and win this thing again for us or finish this thing out for us. And Barron seemed like he was maybe a tiny bit irritated to go back in there and have to do it again because he'd already been killing the whole game and had done his job. So he came back in there. I think he'd hit a crazy shot off the glass before that, just doing what Barron does, just being a problem out there. And he got the step, and you see him gather, and Kirilenko is Mr. Defense, takes a lot of pride in being able to block shots, and he just bodied him, met him in the air, and Barron just leaned in on him and just dunked it so hard, got up so high, first of all, which we remember Barron from the Charlotte Hornets days and his time there, just being able to posterize people almost at will, and he's got crazy mouths, but he hadn't done that in a while, not like that. And so when he did that, we just all went crazy, and we were at his house afterwards, and they were playing it on ESPN. He was every other play of the top 10 plays, and he was watching it in shock, kind of like we were. I looked at his face. He was like, man, was that me? Did I really do that? He even said that. I was like, did I really just do that? And so he was pretty impressed with himself, as he should have been. And then afterwards, the best celebration, I think, of all time, just flesh out, stomach showing. And he's just like, yeah, this I came back in here. I conquered again. And now I'm done. He could have just walked off the court after that, and that would have been perfect. That's probably what they would have done in New York in the streets playing on the playground, whatever. Just let him walk off. The game's over. Let's just all go home.
Kalina, I got to ask you, man. The world, you know, we know how it played out. And you guys shocked the world. You got hot at the end of the season just to qualify for the offs. But can you share with us your guys' mindset? Because to me, I hear stories about just how confident that group was to go out and face that Maverick team.
We were super confident because we had so much success against them in the regular season. And Coach Don Nelson knew them like the back of his hand. And he had a strategy and a scheme that he knew was going to work because we had done it some in the regular season, but we hadn't deployed it all the way like we were going to in that first series against them. And so we came out and we really made it tough on Dirk Nowitzki, and he would drive one way and we would send Barron and another guard to double team him and have him come from Nowitzki's blind side. And we got a bunch of steals that way, or just bothered him, and our defense was incredible. But then on the offensive side, we got up and down, we played together, we were moving bodies, we were knocking down threes, we were cutting, we were driving, we just were super confident against them, and we were playing really well as a team. And I think it really showed in that series what our potential was and how much fun we were having playing the way we were, the run and gun, the small ball, all that, the versatility that Coach Don Nelson loves. He had the right personnel to deploy that, and we did a good job of executing his defensive game plan, executing his strategy, and it was a lot of fun to watch. Honestly, I didn't get to play a ton that series. I got some minutes kind of when it was, the games were pretty much done and it was garbage time. I got in there and I think I scored a couple times, but I had so much fun watching those guys, cheering those guys on, and just watching the way they played together. And honestly, I really felt like we should have won the next series against Utah if we were able to close and knock down some free throws and keep our cool and on and on and on. But that was the loudest I've ever heard Oracle. It was just deafening, and you could hear the hunger and just the passion. And it was really a fun time to be on the team, and I'm sure it was a fun time to be a Warrior fan.
Incredible times, incredible memories with Clint Azubuike here on 95.7 The Game. 14 years forward, minus a day, last night at Chase Center. Chase trying to find its culture, its identity. Steph Curry with a second chance three to rescue one from the trash bin. Kalena, what'd you think of last night's wild one against Utah?
It was amazing. I thought the Warriors really played well defensively. They executed the defensive game plan. They knew that Utah was a great three-point shooting team, and they were going to shoot a ton of them. They shoot over 43 times a game. And so the Warriors were thinking about just flying around defensively and really trying to clog up the paint and then close out as hard as they could, or X out or switch out as hard as they could to contest threes, and they did a great job. And Utah really had a tough time, and then Jordan Clarkson happened, and he was on fire. The guy had been missing crazy tough shots the whole game, but he was scoring. His percentage wasn't great. He was a volume shooter the whole game, but the threes weren't going the whole game. And then he gets the drive by Bazemore. First of all, Bazemore gambled and gave him the advantage, and he was able to draw an and one. He did that back to back. He's got another and one. That three ball was just a tough shot. That was great defense from Bazemore on his three ball that he hit late there, which was a shot that he hadn't made all game, but then he was getting hot later in the game and had knocked down a couple threes, I think, before that, where he got crazy elevation on the three ball, and Utah was able to take the lead. But the Warriors kept their poise. Even though Steph had that one turnover, he didn't seem frazzled by it. And no one got frustrated. They just continued to play and kept their composure, and they showed a lot there. They showed a lot of maturity there to, besides that turnover, just keep making plays and keep thinking the game. And Draymond never got annoyed or anything. He just, late in that game, he just kept under control. After the offensive rebound, you know who they're going to. They're going to Steph again, even though you just missed one. And Draymond's going to find him. And Steph talked about that, the rapport that they have. Draymond knew he was going to throw that little juke move, fake like he's coming off of him, maybe a handoff, and then go the other way. And Draymond put the pass right on the money, and Steph was able to step into that in rhythm. Yep. And knock it down. He's just cold-blooded, and he doesn't care how many threes he misses the whole game. He still thinks that next was going to go in, and he definitely thinks a game winner is going to go in. So he's their closer. But it was a really gutsy team effort all the way around. Other guys stepped up. Bazemore played well offensively. Jordan Poole had some nice minutes when he came in. I thought Looney set some really great screens even though Andrew Wiggins didn't have an amazing scoring game, especially to start, he kind of worked himself into the game. He did a lot of great things defensively. He was really good defensively. So everybody kind of had a part to play, and that's what you need in a game like that. So now tonight's kind of a free swing against Phoenix, but it's just a big-time win, and they should be proud of themselves for that.
Kalen Azubuike joining us on 95.7 The Game. Last one, Kalen, before we get out. Let's be optimistic and say the Warriors get through the play-in game or games, and they go up against Utah or Phoenix. What kind of chance do you give them in a seven-game series, and do you give them more of a chance against one of those teams than the other?
I'd probably give them more of a chance against Utah. They just beat them 2 out of 3 times, and one of the times they beat them, Donovan Mitchell was in there. And so I understand they don't have their full crew right now, and Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley are going to come back. But they've built some confidence against Utah. Against Phoenix, they got blown out twice. Now we'll see what happens tonight. The Warriors have to be feeling good about themselves. The Warriors are a different team right now. The way they're playing defensively, they're a top-5 defensive team and all that right now. So I'd give the Warriors a much better chance to win tonight against Phoenix than I would have the last 2 times they played them. But against Utah, listen, I think what they've done in the regular season does go a long way for their confidence, and Utah is still going to be favored, obviously. But no one wants to see the Warriors, and especially not Utah. Utah knows exactly what the Warriors are capable of. They threw everything they could at Steph Curry to keep him from knocking down threes, and they did an amazing job, and he still has the game he had, yeah, scoring the ball, and then kills him with the game winner there. And it's frustrating for them, I think. So, listen, Snyder's a great coach, and if that's the matchup, he's going to bring his A-game strategy and the defensive game plan, and Royce O'Neal and Mike Conley will probably be chasing Steph around all over the place, and the double teams and really smart double teams with double team comes, and then as soon as Steph kills his dribble, the second defender runs out of there so they can recover and rotate like they want to. But the Warriors did beat him twice. And so the Warriors know they're capable of putting a game together or a couple games together, or a few games together to beat this Utah team. So I just think the confidence level is really high for the Warriors, and I think that's who the Warriors would probably want to see given how the season has gone.
Kalen Azubuike, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And continue to do your thing on NBC Sports Bay Area with Fitz.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys, for having me. Take care.